Hi everyone, we're up to part four in this brand new series called The Condition of the Heart. And in part four, we're going to look at understanding starts in the heart. That's right, understanding God and His ways and His purposes and His patterns all start in our heart, not our mind. Our mind gets renewed by the Spirit, but understanding starts within the heart. And so far we've covered three things in this resource. Number one, we've said the heart is deceitful and desperately sick. We looked at that in the first part. In the second part, we looked at God giving us a brand new heart, a brand new spirit, and that we become a brand new creation. It's not that we're living an old life modified, it's a brand new existence in God. And thirdly, we said that we are to love the Lord God with all of our heart. So we give our entire heart to the Lord and love Him with now all of our heart because He's given us this brand new heart to love Him with. So in part four, as I've said, we're going to look at understanding starts in the heart of man. And this is why the heart is so important. It's so important that we understand our state before we are resurrected, and then we understand why it's so important that this is the area that life comes. So Matthew 13:15 says this, "For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them." When it comes to knowing and understanding the Father and everything pertaining to the Father, it is imperative we know His way is completely and utterly opposite to man's, or in other words, the world's. The world we are born in is completely opposite to the realm or the kingdom of God. And the operating systems are the complete opposite. Understanding for man or the world and the system of the world starts in the mind. But as a follower of Jesus, understanding starts in the heart. This is why, as I've said, God has to give us a brand new heart because our old heart is desperately sick and it is deceived. The Bible says we are to believe in our heart. It doesn't say we believe in our minds. Just like the heart is the first place we love from and not the mind first. So believing is heavily connected to knowing, and knowing is heavily connected to understanding. And all of this takes place in the heart first. Listen to these words in John 6:69, coming out of Peter's mouth. "We have believed and have come to know that You are the Holy One of God." We have believed and then we've come to know that You are the Holy One of God. We've had a living conviction of the Spirit and now I've come to know that You are the Holy One of God. This is what Peter is saying. This is why the Scriptures says when the heart is dull, there is very little hearing, no seeing or understanding, resulting in no life. Let me say that again. The Scripture in Matthew says when the heart is dull, there is very little hearing, there is no spiritual seeing, and there's no understanding in the Spirit, resulting in no spiritual life. Now, as a result of the place, of the place of understanding, the heart being dull, the ears scarcely hear, and the eyes, well, they see nothing. We are obviously talking about spiritual ears and spiritual eyes. God gives us, through the power of His Spirit, the ability to firstly hear what He is saying, and then secondly see what He is saying, all in and from the unseen, seen dimension called the kingdom of God. This reality is all taking place within us. So it's not something outside of us first, not about the kingdom coming through signs and wonders and miracles and works. It's about the kingdom coming within you, because you have now been given a brand new heart to be able to possess and access everything in this kingdom from within you. This results in us having faith, in other words, a knowledge in our heart of Jesus Christ himself. This leads to a true understanding of God and things pertaining to God in our hearts, the place of eternal life. Okay, so this is the very reality Paul was praying in Ephesians 1, 16 to 19. Listen to his words. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Why? So that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe in the heart. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. Now I want us to look at the fourth truth that Paul is praying God will make known to us in our hearts, the place of understanding and life. Number one, that God may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, the revealed knowledge of him, that the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, will be given to us so we can know who he is and his ways and what he says, and then we can believe. Right, number two, you will know what the hope of his calling is for us. Not our calling, not our purpose, but his calling for us. Number three, that we would know what the riches of the glory and his inheritance in the saints, that we would lay hold of this inheritance for us as saints. And the fourth one, what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, that we would receive this power on the inside of us that does all this work we're talking about to those who believe, who have a living conviction through this power of who he is, his purposes, his plans, and lay hold of those things, and our lives are in accordance. We live in accordance to those things. Now, how do all these four truths become imparted within us so they become our known reality within us? Is it through trying to understand in the mind? First question to consider. Is it through a mental and verbal agreement of the mind? Another question to consider. And the answer to both these is no. The scripture clearly tells us how these four truths become imparted into your heart, the place of life, the place of understanding. Verse 19 says, those four things are in accordance. So those four things are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. So he is the one through his own strength that imparts those things and bring those four elements to life in us. So we are the recipients, and we just live in accordance to what we've received. As the knowledge of these four truths are imparted into our hearts through his strength, not only are we now going to live from and for this new eternal reality, but we also have an understanding of what he has accomplished in us, which empowers and enables us to testify of these truths, just like Paul is. And so we disciple people into the reality of Christ by testifying of these promises that are in Christ. Our faith has grown in Christ due to receiving these truths through the agency of the Spirit's work in our hearts, not us trying to come in through intellectual understanding. Remember, our hearts, which is the place of understanding. We now can demonstrate this new dimension in Christ called the wisdom of God. Because the ultimate posture of wisdom in God is the demonstration of God upon this earth. That's why Luke 7:35 says this, yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children. So children of wisdom prove what is right in God. So in other words, we walk in the manner of Christ, who is in fact the wisdom of God, due to having this new life imparted into our hearts, which is the place of understanding. So we walk in the manner of Christ, who is the wisdom of God, due to having his new life imparted into our hearts, which is the place of understanding. 1 John 2:6, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. And 1 Corinthians 1:24, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. There are questions in the resource to discover. This is part 4. We look forward to part 5. We'll speak real soon. Take care.